stars colliding. They become the sun's radius dividing. You must join them.
Good day. Welcome to the Brother Lucy Pod Show. Coming to you via WFMU. And right now I'm at the James Cohen Gallery, 533 West 26th Street in Manhattan. There's a show called White Noise up through August 12th. Tuesdays through Saturdays, my friends. You should get here. They're actually showing Yoko Ono's Fly, among many other things, but I always like the opportunity to see that. And sound pieces and visual pieces by, well, what you're hearing behind me now, among other things, is a new piece by Laurie Anderson. I've got this program here. Some Christian Marclay things. Record covers. Pictures of the Ramones, they're all messed up. Black Flag. Make your way over here. I don't really have permission to be recording here. I wonder if this constitutes stealing art. I might be stealing art for you right now. In any event, today on the Pod Show, I'm excited to bring you a set from 2004 by Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum. One of my favorite rock bands. May 2nd, 2004. Tonic.
TV time. Medicine life. Snack life. Thank you.
Thank you. this room. Welcome back to this little room. If you have come back again, it is a pleasure to spend a Tuesday evening with you and provide you with the following simple pulse.
Thank you.
Never forget that the human race, with technology, is like an alcoholic with a barrel of wine. Society and its future.
Thank you. now a song inspired by some chance encounters with some older men, one of whom had a very sore nose from walking too close to the wall too much of the time. And he was outside for a moment. And he took his outside opportunity to look up at the sun and say, I look into the sun until it blinds me. I look into the sun until I go blind. And then his friends came and took away. Oh no, and also, oh, to complete the image, his pants had fallen down. He was very skinny. And so he couldn't hold them up very well. And the other fellow, who was met in this song, was a fellow who was crossing the street incredibly slowly, and traffic was backed up in downtown Oakland. And he sort of waved me down, and I gave him a ride, and he thanked me continuously. He sort of showed me an address, and thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm like, oh, good, no problem, you know, thank you. I said, did I have an accent? How long have you lived here? And he, 1, 2, 3, funny counts up to 14. 14 year, 14. Baby doctor, baby doctor, a baby doctor. A baby, and he repeated baby doctor until I, thank you, thank you. And I asked him, and then stroke. How long do you have a stroke? How long ago? 1, 2, 3, and he counts up to 13. So he moved to the States 14 years ago and then immediately had a stroke and has been making his way from these few blocks, taking all day. But he was, I believe that he was perhaps a very good baby doctor. He was full of wonderful gratitude about life. There's a song about gratitude.
Thank you.
All right. Speaking of gratitude, thanks to Barbez for kicking things off tonight. Yes, indeed. That was some fun stuff. And of course, the Dresden Dolls coming up next. Ladies and gentlemen, Neil Yamagata running the sound, Alan Wilder running the lights, and the fine staff of the Tonic will be in this ever so helpful and friendly each night of the week. I'm going to leave you now with a little dance number.
Thank you.
on, Brooklyn.
Folks, we have been the Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum from Oakland, California, playing on a Southpaw, and on Thursday night, Mo is conducting the Mo-Kistra, a massive conglomeration of musicians at Club Cine, just around the neighborhood here somewhere. Also on that bill will be Fawn Fables. All right. Up next, the Blastendolls.
Sleep is wrong. Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum. Don't you know? Don't it show? I feel like I might have said the date wrong at the beginning of the program here. That show was from March 2, 2004. at Tonic, the late great Tonic, New York's Lower East Side. That was found on the Internet Archive, where there's a lot of other Sleepy Time shows. That one I was sort of partial to, though. And as with, I believe, everything on the Internet Archive, and certainly everything on the podcast here, brought to you with permission of the band. Thank you, band. Next week, Zena Parkins with Jamie Saft and Bobby Previtt. Another program from Tonic. So you will want to check in for that. If you got this in some weird back alley from somebody selling you a wax cylinder dub of it, well, that's not necessary. You can go to WFMU.org and go to the podcast page and subscribe there. We'd be happy to have you among our legions. I'm Kurt Gottschalk. This is the Brother Lucy Pod Show for this summer. Happy summer.